This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. The state attorney general is urging the federal government to cancel student loan debt for those who attended ITT Technical Institute. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Phil Weiser is leading a coalition of 24 states who say the defunct for-profit school defrauded thousands of students. A congressional report found that ITT misrepresented the value of its education, causing students to enroll and borrow loans they couldn't afford. Weiser says the school's deceptive behavior violated the state's consumer protection laws. ITT Tech operated two Colorado campuses in Westminster and Aurora. They enrolled about 300 students. ITT closed its doors in 2016. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado business leaders are optimistic about the economy as COVID vaccines roll out and restrictions loosen across the state. Richard Wabakin with the CU Leeds School of Business says their quarterly survey indicates businesses will start investing in hiring again.
And they expect their profits and sales to be strong. So those individual components are just very reassuring. They see the light at the end of the tunnel.
It is opening day in the majors. First pitch is at this hour as the Rockies welcomes fans back to Coors Field for the first time in more than a year. More than 21,000 are expected to watch Colorado take on the Los Angeles Dodgers. 60 in Denver, 63 in Colorado Springs. It is 53 in Vail. This is CPR and KRCC.